Parshas Achrei Mos Kedoshim deal with many of the inyanim of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro and the inyanim of Kedusha, of holiness. Perhaps the quintessential pasuk that encompasses and exhorts us in Kedusha is the first pasuk in Parsha Kedoshim. Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, "Speak to the entire assembly of the children of Israel, and say to them, you shall be holy, Kedoshim to you, for holy am I, Hashem your God, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokecha." So, I'd like to look at a Rashi on this, the Medrash in source number 3. Kedoshim to you. We know there are different understandings. This is source 2. What is Kedusha? Rashi seems to say it's precious, separation from erva, from a morality. Ramban seems to say it's not to be a nava b'rishus ha-Torah. Don't go overboard. You can enjoy this life, but it shouldn't be in terms of gluttony. And Rashi, at the end of the pasuk, says, "Kedoshim ti you, you shall be holy. Yachol kamoni." Would you think that you can be as holy as Hashem? No. Tamud lomar, the end of the pasuk, "Ki kadosh ani, I am holy. Kedushati lamala mekedushatchem. My kedusha, my holiness is above, surpasses your kedusha." So, as the Eish Tamid Rav Druk notes, "Divrei midrash tmuhim biyoter." This is a wondrous medrash. "Ketzad nitan lidmot v'lashvod et kedushatenu anu bnei hadam krutzli mechaber l'kedushato shel Kodesh Baruch Hu." Right, we're making a comparison here. You should be holy because I'm holy. Ah, you think you can be as holy as God? No, God's holier. But to even think that we can even reach a level of Kedusha similar to Hashem? How could we even imagine that our level of holiness could be even similar to the level of Kodesh Baruch Hu? And then the conclusion of the Medrash also means to understand that my Kedusha is higher than your Kedusha. But if we understand Kedusha is not to be a Navo Brishus HaTorah and Prushing to you, there's no way we're even comparing our Kedusha to the Ribbono Shalom's Kedusha. So what is going on here? So that's what we need to understand. In English, Rav Reichman's New Sefer, Living the Hasidic Legacy, Source 5, based on the writings of Shemi Shmuel, the pasuk we began with commands us to be holy because Hashem is holy. What kind of comparison is this? How can the Torah compare a humble, lowly, and infinitesimal human being to the almighty, exalted, infinite, limitless, holy God? So that's the question we need to understand. And what I'd like to try to do, Mirz Hashem, today is 2 ideas, and within each idea, obviously, there'll be sub-ideas. And that is to try to understand the connection between the Kedoshim to you, Ki Kedoshim Hashem Elokecha. Understand the 2 parts of the pasuk. What's the connection between the fact that we should be holy and Hashem is holy? You can't even compare these 2 holiness. How do we understand the connection in the pasuk? That'll be the first part, and we'll look at 2 ideas on that. And then the second part is to understand this Rashi. Yachol kamoni, you may think you should be like Hashem. No, Hashem is greater. How do you understand that we'd even think that we can make this comparison, and yet Hashem is greater? And we'll take a look at a few ideas on that level as well. Let's see the connection between the 2 parts of the pasuk. So I'd like to look at 2 ideas. The first, again, going back in source 5, the Kutzker Rebbe. The grandfather, Shem Shmuel, says the pasuk gives us the answer. Be holy because I, Hashem, your God, am holy. The answer, says the Kutzker, comes from a relationship with Hashem. A person with natural limitations certainly cannot be compared to a holy God in any way. Humans are pulled by their lower parts, the desires of their physical bodies. How can we become holy and spiritual detached from the physical? The answer is that Hashem is holy. The Jew has the ability to attach himself to Hashem. I am holy, I am your God, let me become your God, attach yourselves to me, and you'll discover a miracle. The physical becomes spiritual, because everything is my will. Hashem wants us to begin life with a lot of pull towards the physicality. Ki Kadosh Ani teaches that if we cling to Hashem, He'll make us kedoshim. He'll make us into spiritual beings. And that's the goal of the Torah. The goal of the Torah is to take physicality and turn it into spirituality. You take a home and you put a mezuzah on the door. You take food and you say a bracha. This is our challenge, to take the physicality and to be able to elevate it to the realm of the spiritual. So what are the connection between the two parts of the pasuk? Ki kadosh ani isn't telling me I need to be holy as Hashem, but rather, the Kutzker is saying, this is what enables me to be holy, that Hashem infuses within me, and the Torah directs us on how to achieve this element of holiness. By connecting to the Ribono Shel Olam, one is focusing more on the spiritual aspects of life rather than on the physical aspects of life. A second aspect which will connect the two parts of the pasuk is found in the Tivat Torah Rav Gamliel. He says, "Tam l'tzivui zeh shekadoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem lokechem." Dahainu, which means, "Ketzad yuchal hadam linaheg be'emes b'kedusha b'tara." The end of the pasuk comes to qualify and enable us to give us direction on how do you achieve kedusha. Kedoshim tiyu. How? Ki kadoshim yeshem lekechem. According to the Kutzker, because I am God and you attach yourself to me, I will infuse you with holiness. This a little bit different. Kishi yichye ima machshava hatmidit. Ki Hashem omed lenegdo tamid. V'sofel mabit bo b'chol edu b'chol sha'am. When a person is able to stand with the realization at all times that Hashem is watching him, revealed and concealed. When we live a reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us at all time, and whatever we do, say, think is in front of the Ribono Shel Olam, then that will save a person from sin, and that will enable a person to achieve levels of Kedusha. And indeed, this is the Ramah in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Kishi yasim adam alibo shamelech hagadol kadosh baruch. When a person, right, as soon as you get up in the morning, when a person recognizes that this great king, the Ribono Shel Olam, who fills the whole world, is standing above you and watching your actions, and you can't hide from Hashem, immediately you will come to a level of yira, of awe, and hachna'a, and humility, and will be embarrassed to do anything that will go counter to this. And this Ramah, we know, is based on the Rambam in Maror Nevuchim. This idea, he continues, Rav Gamliel in 7, is really the mafteach, is the key in all of Ravodas Hashem. And Chazal in many places describe this. They say, what is the key that unlocks the treasure chest? What's the, almost the kli that is able to hold all the brachas of Hashem? Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is fear of Hashem. When a person has, and we know the Rav Salvechik, Yira, Re'ia, fear and seeing are the same shoresh. When a person has that vision that Hashem is standing in front of you at all times. So the Yira here isn't only fear, it's awe. If I'm standing and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is watching me, you know, a person behaves differently when they're in company of great people. You'll talk differently, you'll sit differently, you'll interact differently. With that realization that whatever we say, do, and think is in front of the Ribono Shel Olam, just to give a little bit of thought into that, then our actions are quite different. And indeed, he says, and this is very special in the Devil's Kudli in 7, V'lachin tzrichim, continues Rav Gamliel, litvonein b'yiras Hashem b'chol pam lifnei alimud. Before learning, before davening, before involving ourselves in spiritual acts, think about this. She'b'chol eit she'achin adam atzmo lomod, says the Nefesh HaChaim. Before a person prepares themselves to learn, sit a little bit beforehand and think about the yiras Hashem, about the taras haleiv. Prepare yourself to have this one-on-one with Ribono Shel Olam. That's what this pasuk is saying. Kedoshim tiyu, be holy. You know, a person can look at this pasuk and say, yeah, that's very nice. You know, that's for them out there. Me, I'm a bunch of the yet. Holiness and I are just like beyond me. I can't even dream of holiness, right? One of the higher levels of the Ramchal's Masil Shisharim steps of ladders. And then we pause and we say no. Look at the end of the pasuk. You want to know how to reach Kedoshim to you? Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokechem. With this awareness that Hashem is here. Again, the first, He's helping us. He's pulling us along. The second, the awareness of Hashem's presence. That just reframes my entire life situations. And I curtail what I was going to do, say, think, because I'm in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And obviously, it's work. It's not easy. At the same time, it gives us the parameters to achieve Kedusha. Just to take this idea one step further before going on, which is going to be our major study today of this Medrash, this is an idea we've spoken about many times, and it's worth repeating, and hence we are going to repeat Rav Weissblum and Haros Derech on the Moadim, where he speaks about, you want to know what the key in Avodas Hashem is? He says, Kol ha-shelai tal ha-chana, ha-chana tuliya bo v'machana b'shlemur v'adai yigalev yitzmach tamid chacham. The key in life is preparation. We would call this today mindfulness. And he says, v'chein b'avarat ha-midos in the asterisks. The Ramchal tells us that when a person doesn't enter into something, v'peta pito, right? So often we do a mitzvah, we just like fall into the mitzvah. It's almost shkia better daven, right? I have to do things right away. When I do things quickly without thinking, so obviously there's no awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. If a person would just stop for a few seconds even, you could even almost clock it. I don't think it would be more than 10 or 15 seconds. And you want to ask themselves the following two questions. Mahu olech lasot, the end of 8, ulifnei mihu olech lasot. What are we about to do, and from whom are we doing this? It creates that awareness that then takes this act, this bracha, whether it's a physical act, whether it's a spiritual act, or even an aveira lo aleinu, and it's able to put the pause button on. What am I about to do? I'm about to speak lashon hara. In front of whom? In front of Hashem. Not such a good idea. Well, let's delete that. What am I about to do? Say a bracha in front of Hashem. Oh, I'm slouching and saying a bracha. Let me sit up straight. Let me say a bracha with kavanah. Let me say it out loud. It enables us to have that button of pause, of mindfulness, of awareness of what we are doing. And notes Rav Weissblum, Shlita in Source 10, Im naseh hashbona nefesh nivachach ladat, shachar hasibor ikariot sheinam tochim lidromein betfila. He says one of the reasons why, Smashkiach, that we don't grow in our davening, in our mitzvos, in our avodas Hashem, is we play shanu noflim l'tocham, because we fall into it. When you fall into Shabbos, oh my gosh, it's almost licht, I better light up. Well, how can I experience Shabbos? How can I experience davening? How can I experience my mitzvos? He says the same Shabbos, the same davening, the same mitzvah, with the preparation and the mindset of what we're about to do, vis-a-vis, in comparison to just doing it, are worlds apart. And that's what we have to understand in 11. Kifi godel hachana, kach hofchim et anu et atzmenu l'kli kibul l'aliyah ruchani. Depending on our preparation, we turn ourselves into the receptacles, spiritual receptacles. B'li hachana yachol adam l'itpalel shanim rabot, l'kayim mitzvot shanim rabot, v'nishar belto makom. This is a little bit scary, my friends, but we all know this to be true. We ask ourselves, it's very nice, we say Kedoshim to you, we should be holy, it's very nice, Hashem is trying to help us be holy, it's very nice that we have this awareness that Hashem is in front of us. I've been doing mitzvahs my whole life, I don't feel like I've changed much. Where I was at 20 is where I'm at 30, where I'm at 40, where I'm at the 50, 60, v'chule. And one of the reasons is because we're doing it as in a robotic way. We have the bechira, we have the free choice. I was just learning this morning the Ani Mamin Sefer of Rav Elias, and he says so beautifully there. He says, our free choice is, are we going to do the mitzvah because we have to do the mitzvah, or are we going to do the mitzvah out of joy and out of love? And here we're even adding with consciousness. And it's two different mitzvahs. You can't compare the two. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, do we have this desire to take that very same act and transform it? And my friends, it's in our hands. And obviously, it may not be consistent where we can do this level pitch all day, all the time. But we can focus. We can start. We can, you know, we've spoken about many times, start with one bracha a day. You know, I remember being in L.A. many years ago and meeting somebody who used to come to my shirim, and she says, you know, Mrs. Smiles, I still remember you. I think about you every morning in my cup of coffee. And I said to her, maybe you should think about Hashem and not me with your coffee every morning. Yeah, but what you're saying is like, you know, that mindset of just starting that once a day is the wake up and smell the coffee. That's the best bet. So this is what we're speaking about. Kedusha is in our hands. Daven, ask Hashem, draw down that help to be able to take the physical and transform it to the spiritual, and that awareness that we're in front of Hashem with the mindset of Hineni Muchan Mzuman, behold, I'm ready to do this mitzvah, just that thought beforehand, before doing any act, has the ability of transformation and has the ability to be able to inculcate Kedusha within our lives. Okay, so now let's roll up our sleeves and begin. Back to this medrash. Yachol kamoni, tamud lomar ki kadoshani, kedushati lemala mekedushatchem. What are we thinking? Really? We can compare our kedusha to Hashem's kedusha? What are we trying to even say here? And what does it mean? No, Hashem's kedusha is greater. So let's begin with the first idea, the first level, and that is the Tam V'Das Rav Sternbach, who says it so clearly. He said, he quotes our Medrash, source 12, V'yaro shekedushato shekadosh baruch hu kol kula ruchani. The kedusha of Hashem is pure spirituality. Darei lo shayach bo chas shalom gashmias. There's nothing physical in it. The cycle da'utcha shenistavinu limana migashmias v'zeh kedusha. A person may think, kedusha, we saw in Rashi, is precious, is separation. Hashem wants me to totally separate from this world. Kamash malan ki kadosh ani Hashem lokecha. Dikdushato hi kedusha miyuchad al elokim. No. That type of kedusha is relegated to Ribono Shalom. Yisrael nitzavu kedoshim tiyu kibnei Adam. We are commanded to be holy as individuals, as people, as humans. Lid kadesh gam beotam dvarim sheitnu la'adam biyoto gashmi. And we have to have Kedusha, this is the Ramban, of not to be another Breshus HaTorah. Enjoy the physical world, just don't go overboard. The Hainu Macha Mishnev Shard Vrim Shadam Sarich L'Chayuto. Whatever you need. What the Medrash is saying is, a person may think, Kedusha means I live off on a mountaintop, and you don't get married, and you just eat water and bread, or you drink water, eat bread, whatever is your liking. And that's Kedusha, and I'm going to be a holy person. No, no, no. That's Nazir is held accountable for, it's called the Chotev, for abstaining from wine. Our job in Source 14a is Kedot Mitzvah Kedoshin to you, double squiggly, Yikayem Yudi Betocha Lamazah, Shivnera Lomoim Kolin Yaneva Derbacholdra Chachadeu. Build your world with this, as we just mentioned, realization that it's in order to serve Hashem. But not precious Gemura. But don't have complete separation from this. And that's what we have to understand. That we have a yantif, we have meat, we drink wine. We are involved with the pleasures of the physical world. Our job, however, is to be able to elevate these experiences. To be able to utilize them in a manner of Kedusha, in a manner of holiness. Letitcha Elyon, source number 13, quoting Rav Shach Zatzal, Rav Shiva Panovich, he says, Vasur lelechba v'malech b'derech zu nikra chote. A person who's saying, I'm not going to wear nice clothes and I'm not going to, you know, live in a nice place, that's a chote. As a rabbi says, not enough of the Torah has forbidden you, you're adding more things? No, the world is here to enjoy this world. In this regard, Hashem's Kedusha is above ours, because Hashem is total precious, and we have to enjoy this physical world. Now, here comes the clincher question and the asterisk in 13. And obviously, my friends, this is going to be different for each and every one of us. But echni tam b'doreinu. How can we, in our generation, Shekulo Gashmias, that's completely physical. The Redifas Olam Haza. And all we spend time doing is running after the pleasures of this world, again, each and every one of us on our level. But what's the barometer? How much is too much? How much is too little? You know, if I have 13 pairs of shoes, is that too much? Well, is 15 too much? Is 10 too little? Like, how am I supposed to know? So he quotes here the Mashkiach of Lakewood, Maschel Salomon Shlita, who says, Shet HaMivchan Yitzliv L'Pitcheno Mesil Shisharim. Mesil Shisharim says the following, V'ana'od Ha'olam Ein Ra'ui Shiyu Ela La'ezer V'L'Siyua Bilvad. The physical world should be able to help, enhance, buttress your Avodas Hashem. L'Shiyelo Nachat Ruach V'Yishuv Adas L'man Yuchal Lifnar Libo Et Libo El Avodas. So that you are in a good state of mind to be able to serve Hashem. If a person has a nice house and food that's tasty and is comfortable, then you can serve Hashem. If you don't have the basic necessities, then you're going to be in a struggle mode, and then you're not going to be able to serve Hashem this way. Yishal kol echad et asmo b'kinut b'chol ha'yistafiyot olam hazeh shelo ha'im hein be'emet nechutzo lo liyishuv adaf. And obviously, says Rav Asisal Shlita, the hardcore question, and you got to be honest with yourself, and it is not easy, is take a look at the things that we have. Do we really need them? Are they really necessary for Avodas Hashem? Or we like them, and we like having extras. And how much extras do we need in order to make ourselves feel good? You know, one of the things one notices between an Israeli apartment and an American apartment is the Israeli apartment is very neat. Aside from most Israelis are very neat, they have fewer things. And with fewer things, it's easier to keep things neater. So if you only have X amount of clothes, so then you don't have clothes flying all around the house. If you have X amount of svarim, you have X amount of svarim. And you have X amount of dolls and X amount of toys. Americans are like, you know, oh, this looks really cute. Oh, this looks nice. You know, let me buy it for my kid. They already have three stuffed animals. Okay, so they'll have a fourth. This is so adorable. How can I not buy it for them? So again, I'm not telling you not to buy your child a stuffed animal, and I'm not trying to tell your child that you can't indulge. But these are questions, and again, for each one of us, it's going to be a question, a different answer to this question, same question. And that is the graciousness to self. What is it that we need? What is it that we want? And what is it that's extra? Kedusha is about being in this world, but not overindulging. And there's dangers in overindulgence. In this Sefer Step by Step that Rabbi Weinberger put together, there's an essay by Rabbi Adlerstein, Rav Yitzchak Adlerstein, on abstinence. And he speaks a little bit about this idea of precious, about abstinence, about knowing our limit. And he says in Numim 15, in the asterisk, precious reflects healthy foresight. Many of us know that when we're in the grips of a strong Yetzirah, we will not prevail. To avoid losing battle after battle with the Yetzirah, our only recourse is to ensure that we stay away from the battle altogether. Right? That's why a lot of people do not take their children shopping with them. At stores where they know that the kid is going to be tugging at them, Ima, buy me this, oh please, can I have this, can... and they're going to wear you down. Don't take them shopping. You won't have this problem. This means distancing ourselves from situations that could be tempting in a non-sanctified way. And we have to know, voluntarily, to move back from the edge of the confrontation as a wise precaution. How much do you really need? And how much are you really, you know, going above and beyond what you really need? And this is something that that we have to be careful about. Precious makes us independent and self-sufficient. It's easiest for us to become so accustomed to some extras that we have a hard time functioning when we can't have them. And he quotes here a gewaldig vort that I had never met before, well, that's not saying much, of Rabbi Yerucham Lovovitz on the difference between, it's gewaldig, between Esav, who's an Ish Sadeh, a man of the field, and Yaakov Avinu, who's an Yoshev Olim, he's a sitter of the tent. Listen to this, the bracket in 15. Rav Yerucham Lovovitz Atzal explains that Esav was not a complete person unless he experienced the stimulation and excitement of far-flung adventure. That's the Ish Sadeh. He has to go out there, have a good time, and then each thrill is going to have to build on the previous thrill. Yaakov was self-sufficient. He could contain his entire world. All his needs were compactly within the space of his tent. He could carry his world within him rather than depend on unpredictable elements outside of him. To whatever extent we free ourselves from our dependence upon these elements, we gain that much more independence. Precious means having to say no to ourselves, particularly in regard to satisfying a more earthly nature. The discipline that this provides can be invaluable in our struggle with other temptations. And he brings here as an example, and this is very fascinating, in the squiggly 16, while some mothers insist that their children finish everything on their plate to train them not to be wasteful. Right, how many of us said there are children who are, right, starving in Africa and you're leaving your peas on the table, right? Many people have the completely opposite custom. Continue the next page. They will always leave something on the plate. Don't finish your plate. That includes your cherry pie. To train themselves not to eat beyond need, just because the food is available. Rabbi Shlomo Berva said that while some people mock this practice, anyone interested in a real aliyah in Ruchnius should understand how crucial such self-training is. Work on yourself. I don't eat everything. I leave some over. I'm able to control my temptations, my desires. Just because it's in front of me doesn't mean I need to eat it. And this is really the challenge in 17 that we have. Of v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim, that everything we do should be for the sake of heaven. Okay, so averos we know are out of the picture. Mitzvos need to be for the sake of heaven. What about divrei reshut? What about that middle area, that parav area of so many things that I do? This is really where the challenge is. Depending on a person's intention, everything in this third category in 17 turns into a mitzvah and avera. When we eat or drink or sleep or speak in order to strengthen our body or spirit to serve Hashem, these become mitzvahs. Precious limits those activities enough to keep us focused on loftier motives rather than satisfying the baser part of ourselves. And my friends, it goes across the board, right? To get a good night's sleep, that is what's necessary in order to serve Hashem. To sleep an extra 3 hours because I don't have to go to work today, so I'm just going to lounge around, that is above and beyond. And that's an extra. And I don't need that extra. I could take that 3 hour and I can use it more productively to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in all areas of our lives, this goes back to that idea we just mentioned of Bechira. We have this choice. How am I utilizing what I have in front of me? And when I acquire things, why am I acquiring it? How much of it do I need? How am I going to use it? And these are the basic questions that we have. So my friends, on level number one, understanding the Medrash, you may think that we should be like the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we should have precious, we should have complete detachment from this world. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely detached from this world. We are meant to be in this world, to eat, drink, get married, have nice clothes, have a nice house. Having said all of that, there still is this aspect of precious, this aspect of not being enough over Shus HaTorah, of not going above and beyond, and having what a person needs to satisfy themselves, to be able to serve Hashem. And each and every one of us needs to make that demarcation of what exactly that is, and to realize that when I leave something over on my plate, it's not wasting. It's working on myself, that I have that ability to have self-control. And self-control is really the hallmark of Kedusha, of holiness. So that's the idea of graciousness to ourselves. We have to be able to indulge with qualifying that word. There's another aspect of graciousness, and there's another aspect to this medrash on this level. And that is, not only is Kedusha about being sensitive to self, there's another element. And this will be now 1b. Ruach Eliyahu Rav Sveza Tzal, source 19. He quotes here the Rav Shimon Shkap Tzal in his Hakdama to Shari Yosher. And he says, how do we understand this? Kadosh Baruch Hu is clearly not this idea of being involved in our level of Kedusha. What does it mean, Kedoshim, to you? You can't even compare ourselves to God. How do we understand this comparison? So he explains the following in Source 20. Kedoshim to you, perusho kamo kol hekdesh. Shezeh hikyachadut l'matara mesuyemet. What does Kedusha mean? Kedusha means, like hekdesh, something that's sanctified. Is that I designate something for holiness. Kisharim shechefetz mukdash l'gavoha perusho shuyuchad l'matara nechbedeh. Right, a person may take something and say, this is going to be given to Beis HaMikdash, or I'm going to give this to the shul, or to stucca, right? I'm making it hekdesh. I'm separating it and elevating it for a specific purpose. Shishamshu b'lutzor kavoa. Kach gam mitzvos kadoshim to you, hishadam yakdish v'yached et kol chayav. Kadoshim to you is also about dedication. Dedication to my whole lives at kol avodatova malo l'matara shebishvila nivra. I dedicate my whole life. Kedoshim to you means a dedication of a whole life to that which I was created for. And what was that? Here's the punchline: v'hi l'shamesh et haklal, to be able to serve others, to be able to give to others. Adam lo nivra b'shvil atzmo, we weren't created for ourselves, el l'tzorech harabim, l'tzorech haklal, we're created for others. Alav eifo lishtadel liyo kulo mukdash l'man zulato, we have to be completely prepared to help others. Lo lichyo b'shvil atzmo b'shvil haklal. So the first level of graciousness is we have to be kind to ourselves, and we'll get back to that in a minute. But really, Kedusha is about graciousness to others. It's about helping others. It's about giving to others. Kishadam makdish et chayav l'tzorach harabim, when you dedicate your life for others, everything you do, gam asher oseh la'atzmo, even what you do for yourself, na'aseh l'man haklal, is really for the good of others. If I eat and I'm involved in my own physical needs, it still can be for the klal, in order that I should be healthy and well to be able to serve the klal. And if if you take more than you need, then it's about you. It's not about you in terms of giving to others. And this, my friends, is the challenge. Let's see this a little bit developed. Rabbi Micha Berger has a sefer called Widen Your Tent, which is taking this hakdama, which is a very famous hakdama, of Rav Shimon Shkap Tzal of Shari Yosher, and he goes through paragraph by paragraph, or line by line, and then writes an essay on each one. It's a very fascinating sefer. So here, he quotes on 21 the Shari Yosher, and so it appears to my limited understanding that this mitzvah includes the entire foundation, root of the purpose of our lives. All of our work and effort should be constantly be sanctified to benefiting the community. We should not use any act, movement, or grant benefit or enjoyment that doesn't have in some element of helping another. And as understood, all holiness is being set apart for an honorable purpose. Behold, when a person strengthens his path and strives completely to make his lifestyle dedicated to the community, this is the goal. This is what we need. Then, 24, anything he does, even for himself, for the health of his body and soul, he also associates to the mitzvah being holy. For through this, he can also benefit the masses. Through the good he does for himself, he can benefit the many rely on him. But if he derives benefit from some kind of permissible thing that isn't needed for the health of his body and soul, that benefit is in opposition to holiness. For with this, he benefits himself as he imagines at the moment, but to no one else does it have any value. And that's where Rabbi Berger points out in source number 22, that if you take a look at the mitzvos in our parsha, you will note it begins, Kedoshim to you, you should be holy. And then, although it speaks about Shabbos and it speaks about Korbanos, it very much speaks about Benot HaLechaveru, revering one's parents, leaving a leket peyah shechacha, leaving the crops in the field for the poor, how I interact with other people, not to oppress the, give people their money, you know, when they work. All of these laws are in this parsha. So you say, that's Kedusha. You know, you think of Kedusha, holiness, as being on a mountaintop. No. This definition, it's a very powerful definition of Rosh Kup. Kedusha means, and that's why, by the way, Kedusha was said, Bahakel. This was an unusual parsha that was said, El Kol Adap in Israel, to the entirety of the Jewish people. It was said with men, women, and children, everyone there. Because Kedusha, there are many reasons for this, but one of them is, based on Rosh Kup, that's all saying, is that Kedusha is about giving to others. So by having it in such a public forum, it just underscores that importance of my life is here, dedicated to help you. Ah, I need to take care of myself. This is continuing in 24. It may not be that I will help you right now, but if I get a good night's sleep, I'll be able to help you tomorrow. And my whole raison d'etre in life is about giving to others. It's about seeing how I can help others. That's Kedusha. That's why we're in this world. I dedicate myself and my being to being people who are going to be the people of the Klal. You know, I'll add parenthetically, I know in our community, Ramat Beit Shemesh, and I'm sure everyone can relate to this, there are certain people who you know that you can count on them for anything. Whether it's a simcha, whether it's lo aleinu, whatever chesed is needed, like these are the go-to people. They are the people of the Klal. They drop everything and they help people out. Why aren't we all that way? Why are there these individuals that come to my mind? This is the goal for each and every one of us, that we should be known as Klal people. We should be known as people who recognize that my whole being is about giving to others. Well, the fact that we can call up a person and they hem and haw of, I don't know. And again, there are circumstances and situations and a person shouldn't give. And they should be at home and they should take care of their children, which is also giving to others, by the way. Home includes giving to others. At the same time, when there is no excuse, like why are we hemming and hawing? We're here to be givers. You know, like I see this with my kids, where they volunteer me for to do something, to drive somebody or whatever, usually driving. And I'll like kid with them and I'll say, did you ask me beforehand? And they say, Ima, we know you like to help other people out. We know you like to drive people, right? So that's what you want to hear. You want to hear like, in because that is what I want, and that's what I've taught them, that this is something that we have to inculcate within ourselves. Now let's go a little bit further here. 25. So now I'm beginning to understand somewhat of a comparison between our Kedusha and Kivyachol Shem's Kedusha. Just like all that Hashem does is for others. So we should also give to others. And in that way, we can make that comparison. How can you compare your Kedusha to Hashem's Kedusha? The answer is simple. Both are about givers. But you may think that just like Hashem is completely about giving to others, and there's nothing about self, we should also reach that level. He says, the Medrash says, no. That's not our goal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Achein Kochav Sobert Zonoz De'ach V'rach Le'tiv L'Zulato. Hashem Kivyachol is only interested in giving to others. Aval Adam Eino Mesugal L'Akdish Et Atzmo L'Idav Se'ar K'dei Kach L'Man Azulah Shol Yeshum Ratzon L'Atzmo Klal Adam B'Teva B'Riyato Nivraim Ha'Vav Ratzon Atzmi. And here's the difference. We are created. That's how we're wired. That we need to take care of ourselves. And that we are numero uno. So when the Medrash says you should live a life of Kedusha, similar to Hashem? No. It's not similar to Hashem. Because this level of graciousness and giving to others is a beautiful level. But you are still number one. You first have to take care of yourself. To run yourself ragged and have nothing left for anybody else is not what Ribbono Shel Olam wants. You need to eat. You need to sleep. You need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of your family. You need to take care of your basic needs. They have to be primary. Once you've taken care of self, right, and again, everything's in proper balance, then, and the taking care of self is with the mindset of taking care of others. And this is the way Hashem wired us. This is the Midah 26 of Avad Atzmo Hashem put into us. Now, it's fascinating that Rav Shkup says, but I have a little secret to tell you. And this is an idea we've done before. Rabbi Lev, Rav Zev Lev, Outlooks and Insights. He says, Rav Shimon Shkup, 27 in the Arrow, in his preface to Shar Yosher, addresses the following paragraphs. On the one hand, man is created with a natural concern for himself, with his own personal needs. Love thy neighbor as thyself is predicated in self-love, self-concern. And yet man is exhorted to be concerned with others. That's Kedoshim Tiyu. So how do you resolve these seeming conflicting concerns? And that is, how do you define self? So you're right. Kedusha is about giving to others. Vatarecha Kamocha is about Kamocha. You have to be there. So how do we reconcile this? So he says that everyone possesses their ani, their I. But the definition of I can be expanded. So, for example, we all love ourselves. And then many people feel their spouses are part and parcel of themselves. And then their children are, and their family, and their neighbors. The more one perfects himself, the more the concept of self encompasses. The truly great person feels all of Klal Yisrael, indeed, the entire world, is as part of self. We come into this world, baby's hands, the fists are clenched. We leave this world with open hands. And that's what Rav Shkup is saying, that our job is obviously self. But how do you define self? And self, it becomes expanded. And the more you expand self, the more you make room for others. The story that I've told in the past, I'll just make mention again, because in my mind it was so powerful, and it happened in this order, was being in Rosh HaNikra around 25 years ago, so we still had film camera, and there was a Kodak moment of this open cliff with the water. And we're sitting there, and a group of Beis Yaakov girls on a summer trip come through, and each girl asks her friend to take a picture of her in front of, selfies weren't around 25 years ago, in front of the scene. And that's the first level. Take a picture of me, self. Then they left, and a family with Kenina or a lot of kids, and the mother lined up the kids in size order and took a picture of them by this beautiful scene. And then they left. Then an elderly couple came. And what did they take a picture of? The scene itself. And that's the progression through life, from self to family to the whole world. And that's really where our challenge is. So, my friends, we mounted the first idea with two parts on can you compare our level of Kedusha to Hashem? The answer is no. There's an idea of graciousness to self. You have to begin with self. You have to be involved in the physical world. Two, the graciousness to others, which is that we're here for others, but knowing that even though we're taking care of others, we are still numero uno, while Ribbono Shel Olam kivyachol is the complete giver. The second way of understanding this medrash is about greatness. There is a tviya, says the Sichus Musar of Chaim Shmulevitz, there is a demand on each and every one of us to be able to try to reach as highest level as possible. Person shouldn't say, what am I going to amount to with the wisdom I've given? Look around, see what level people can reach. The classic example, very famous from Chaim Shmulevitz Tzatzal, is that Chana HaNeviya asked for, please give me a child. And Chazal described it, she says, I want like a mediocre child. Not too smart, not too dumb. Like, mufla ben anasim. Just, like a regular Joe Shmo. And who did Shmuel HaNavi become? We say this on Friday Night Davening. He's compared to, right, Moshe and Aaron. Shmuel Bekarei Shmo. That's a Joe Shmo. The Shmuels compared to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, that's the levels of what a regular mediocre type of person can reach. And that's the chiddush of our medrash, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Va'af al pi ken yesh makom lahava min hazeh sheyachol kamoni. Ki heim zichronam livracha, the bracket in 28. Hei vinu v'yadu ad kama yachol ha'dam lidakpei pekud shebrichu b'vchina kamoni. ואף הפסוק מהם העיד אינו מגביל, כוח אדם עד גדולתי למעלה מגדולתכם, קדושתי למעלה מקדושתכם. We have the ability to reach greatness. Ah, the Kedusha of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem is beyond great. But that doesn't limit us. It just tells us what we can reach. We have the ability to reach the greatest of heights. We have the ability to become a nobalum edek dushas adam gaduto. Elam dina shikadushas a karishbrochu gaduto hilamalam yisef. It's only to say that Hashem's greatness is above this. But the fact that we ask this question, yachol kamoni, the fact that Chazal even have this thought, this havamina, could we be as great as Hashem, means that the answer may be yes. How could you say such a thing? If you don't realize how great we can be, then you don't even understand what's going on here. Chazal understood the tremendous power that a person has, the tremendous koach, the tremendous potential, that a person can reach levels similar to the Ribono Shel Olam. Ah, but he's even greater. Not that you're less, he's even greater. And that's the idea in 31. Vasuli Mikdash Sheshachadi B'tocham. Hashem makes a... says, make for me a mikdash, a sanctuary, and I'll dwell among them, among each and every one of us. Each person is a base of mikdash katan, a small base of mikdash, that Hashem puts His kedusha in them. Our job is, don't allow the kedusha to run away from you. I recently was at a wedding, asked the mother, who Kanei Nahara, raised incredible children, and really exceptional, and chesed, and Torah. And I said to her at this wedding, the mother, it was the grandmother of the chesed. I said to the grandmother of the chesed, look at your children, Kanei Nahara, what's your secret? I love secret. She says, I'll tell you. Kanei Baruch Hu gave me a great product, I just tried not to ruin it. And that's what the Nesivos Shalom is saying. Don't destroy a child. They're great. They're wonderful. Right? We beat up on them. Oh, you're not good enough. You're not reaching anything. Look what they did. Look what mark they got. Look what your brother did. Forget that. Look at this child. Look at the Kedusha in this child. Be able to develop them where they are at. Rabbi Yomima Mizrahi, 32. The Archaim HaKadosh offers us encouragement when he notes that the verse Kedoshim to you shall be holy. Means you will discover how infinitely holy you are when you work on finding the holiness within. This is the time between Pesach and Shavuot, it's the time that we put our efforts into becoming vessels of holiness, or rather into discovering the Kedusha within us. And this, my friends, leads us to a deeper understanding of this idea of greatness. The Sichas Bavarat Hashem, Rav Meisler. And he says, Kishib Emet Yeshlov 33, Kochos, Atsumos, Vaotsros, and Flos, Mamish. We have tremendous treasure houses in us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that we can reach the highest of levels. If we would recognize this, we wouldn't give up for 1 minute. If a person, Ela Yamitameis, Bekoko, Kotavli, Tamek, Yoter, Betara, Betila, Betaro, Bemidos, Hachayo, Menu, Mishtomema, Goldel, Trono, Shimet, Sevik, Yerbo, Bemeshak, Avadato. We ourselves would be like, whoa, I didn't realize I had this in me. Look at what Kadosh Baruch Hu has granted us. This is the idea in Double Squiggly in 33. That the time of Sfiris HaOmer to discover this. Pasuk in Mishle, Beis Dalet, Im Tevakshena Kakesef. If you search it out like silver, V'kamat Monim Techapesna, and like treasure, you search it out, then you will know, have fear of Hashem and knowledge of Hashem. The Kamat Monim, treasures, is made up of two words, Mem Tet Monim, the 49 count. That's the greatest treasure. The time of Sfiris HaOmer is a time to look within. He continues in 34 and says that the only thing that limits us is ourselves. If we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yachol, Hashem can do anything, and He has invested in us a tremendous neshama, if we daven, if we are cognizant of the kochos that we have, we can push ourselves much farther than we realize. Akishaba 35. Zman shadam machlit shetzarich lahem ki benafshohu. We all know this. When a person has to get something done, they push themselves beyond what they normally can. Right? You have a wedding to make. So, okay, you have 10 jobs. So you'll add the wedding, you know, planning, and all the shopping, and all the, within the 10 jobs. Ah, but I didn't have time beforehand. How do I have time now? Well, it's a wedding, so of course I'll find time now. If we really desire something in the physical world, we make time for it. If I really desired something in the spiritual world, if I really wanted to get to know self, I would find time for it. This is one of the things my daughter told me. We were talking about the chassan, and she was telling me the qualities that he speaks about himself. I said, wow, he really thinks highly of himself. He says, Ima, not in a guy-the-dick way. He said, first date, person needs to know themselves. If you don't know yourself, then how are you going to know how to be an Eved Hashem? You have to know what your kochos and nefesh are. You have to know, I have the ability to A, B, C, and D. Not in a sense of, look how great I am, but in a sense of, okay, now, use them, develop them. But if I don't know who I am, how can I develop them? How can I use them? And some of us are so afraid, well, I might be a Balgaiva, I might be a, you know, haughty if I speak about, and then you don't know who you are, and then you don't know what to develop. And then after 120 years, Hashem will say, okay, tell me what you've accomplished. Well, I didn't really accomplish that much because I was afraid to really find out who I was because I was afraid I was going to be haughty. Hello? This is why I put you on planet Earth, to be able to get to know yourself, to be able to accomplish. Right? This is the Rambam in 37. Every person can be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. You can be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Lukam Navi Kemoshe. It means just like Moshe Rabbeinu developed himself to his fullest, you can develop yourself to your fullest. It's in our hands. This is the Bechira that we have. So my friends, when we take a look back at this Medrash, on the one hand, can you compare yourself to Hashem? No. You have to focus in on yourself. Part B of that, you have to focus in on others, but no, you're numero uno. And that's where it has to be. The second, Yachol Kamoni, you could be like the Ribbono Shel Olam? Yeah. You could be like the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ah, the fact that we even think this way shows you what we're talking about here. This is the time to focus in on self, to be able to recognize those kochos hanefesh we have. I was born artistic, let me utilize it to the fullest. I was born with the ability to have empathy, let me talk to as many people who need help. I have the ability to inspire people with my words, let me use that, whatever koach it is. Let me discover it, let me develop it. Greatness. And then there's a third way of looking at this medrash. Ruach Eliyahu again, Rosvei 38. Kadoshim to you, ki kadoshim Hashem lokechem. If you are mekadesh yourselves down here, it says, if kivyochol, the Medrash says, you're mekadesh me above. Explains the Malbim. Ki kedusha hi aprishus vaynasu midarche achomer vatevo manaot haolam. Kedusha is about separation. It's about moving away from the physical world. The Kedusha by Kadosh Baruch Hu is also about that. Achakol talui ba'adam. It's all dependent on us. When we, kasher adam nichna tachat ha-teva, when we are completely immersed in the physical world, in the world of nature, so Hashem will live a world of nature, a world of hester panim. If we live a world of discovering Hashem, of bringing Hashem to the fore, then He will respond accordingly. And this is our challenge, this is our job. Kaidei Kedusha Shemakdishim HaNivraim HaMamshichim Shefa Shekedusha Bracha Ba'olam. To the extent that we live a world of Kedusha, we bring down all of this energy of Kedusha, Shefa Shlizgalus Elokut, the revelation of godliness in this world. And it says, if, kivyachol, we are mekadesh the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Let's try to understand what this last dynamic is about. Obviously, no one's going to tell a Kadosh Baruch Hu what to do and how to do it. Mikomako manhiget olam ba'ofen shekivyachol mekabelhu et kocho miyisrael. Nevertheless, the Pasuk says, Tnu oz l'lokim ha'yisrael gavato. our actions down here impact the celestial realm. And this is how the Nefesh HaChaim explains the Vayrachta et Hashem Elokecha. What does it mean to bless God, right? When Hashem asked Rabbi Yishmael, B'ni Barcheni, bless me. You can't obviously bless Hashem. It means that through the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, through showing gratitude toward Hashem in this world, the more I am able to exalt and extol the Ribono Shel Olam, the more that then creates a responsive act that Hashem brings down to us blessing. We create how much of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to be in our lives. We create how much energy is going to be found in this world. The more we invest the spiritual energy, the more we recognize the Ribono Shel Olam in our lives, the more we are able to see the reciprocation. The more gratitude we have, the more Kaddish Baruch Hu says, you appreciate what I'm giving, let me bench you with more. There's a very beautiful idea that the Sefer Lefanav Navog Rav Forshtheim brings down in Source 42. He quotes Rabbi Yerucham, and he says, and this is such a powerful insight into human mentality, the teva of a person is that when he does a favor for somebody else, he doesn't want to get anything back in return. And really, he says, that's not coming from such a good place. Why? Because he wants the other person to be completely indebted to them. And I did you this favor, and I'm, one-upmanship. And really, about Musar, if somebody does you a favor, if you do somebody a favor, immediately afterwards, ask them for a small favor in return, and that way they don't feel, and you don't feel, that they're indebted to you. So, whatever it is, you give somebody a ride, you say to them, would you mind, could you just bring this inside for me? Could you, whatever it is, could you just, call somebody for me, WhatsApp somebody for me? Ask them to do a small favor, and then that mitigates that feeling of indebtedness to the other person. So you're not lording it over. And you learn this from the Baruch Shem Olam. Hashem gives us continuously all day. At the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I allow you to give back. How? By your actions down here, you impact the upper worlds. So yes, I'm giving, but don't think that you're a complete recipient and that's that nema de chisufa, that bread of shame. No, you have a big chelet. I give you, but when you show gratitude, when you show appreciation, when you thank me, when you do mitzvos, you create the reciprocal effect. And it's a spiral effect where now the next thing that happens, the next thing that's done, is on a higher level. And we know this. In the Nefesh HaChaim says in 43, V'zol taras adam, al yomar adam b'libo chaso shom kimani u'ma kochi lifol b'masai shvelim shum inyan b'olam. Person should say, who am I? What do I accomplish in this world? Omnam yeda v'igbav machshavot libo shekol pirtei masav diburav machshavotav. All the details of our actions, our speech, our thoughts at every moment is never lost. And how what we do and think and say, shekol achad olah l'fi sherasha lifol pa'ulos begafei meromim, and how they affect the higher realms. Tenu oz l'alokim. This is what we have to understand. This is the idea of the Nefesh HaChaim. Dama l'mala mimcha. If you want, imki encha ro'eh b'necha yanim anorim asemi ma'asecha, aval teda ne'mana. Know clearly that whatever is done above, kol da mala mala, whatever happens above is mimcha. It's coming from you. These are the Malachi Elokim Olim V'Yerdimo, the angels of God that are ascending and descending the ladder. We affect the actions that happen in this world. So when we talk about this Medrash, now let's get back in 41, Eish Tamid. Mikol Zeh Lamanu, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Manhig Et Olamo, Hashem runs this world, Al Pi Ma'aseinu, based on our actions. And the amount of energy we enable him to be able to give us in return. Now I understand. There's The Medrash is in Yechol Kamoni, trying to compare our Kedusha to Hashem's. That's ludicrous. Rabba Kadosh Baruch Hu v'omer, Hashem says no. Kedushati l'mala. My Kedusha is above. Mehechan ba Kedushati l'mala, asher mimena ani mashmiya lachem et tolotava. And if you want to know where my Kedusha comes from, it comes from your Kedusha. The Kedusha down here, what we act, affects Kivyachol Hashem's interaction with the world. And now we understand Kedushati Lamala Hi Mikdushatchem, which means Shebnei Yisrael Gormim Lamala. We cause above the Kedusha through Kivyachol our good actions. V'zeu Kedushati Lamala Mikdushatchem. My Kedusha above comes from your Kedusha. Shatem Matishim Atzmechem Lamata. That is coming from below. So the pshat in the Medrash Kedushati Lamalam Kedushatchem, the way we've been understanding is, no, my Kedusha is above your Kedusha. I'm not involved in the physical world. I don't have a self. I give, you know, in an altruistic type of way. Recognize this is the greatness of Hashem. I'm greater than you. This approach of no. Yachol Kamoni. Can you be like Hashem? Talmud Lomar Ki Kadoshani. No. Hashem has a different dynamic than we have. What's Hashem's dynamic? Kedushati Lamala. Hashem's Kedusha Lamala up above is Mikdushatchem, is coming from our Kedusha down here. And that's what we have to know, and that's the two parts of the pasuk. Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadoshani Hashem Lokechem. Why should we have Kedusha down here? So yes, the two parts of the pasuk is, this is what's going to enable us to have Kedusha. Keeping this in mind, we'll be focused. But now we have a third interpretation. Kedoshim Tiyu, you should be holy. Ki Kadoshani Hashem Lokechem. Because my Kedusha, the way I interact with this world, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol is manifested in this world is based on us. And we have to recognize the tremendous onus that we have. And we have to live a world of recognition that whatever I do is going to impact above. And therefore, it's a world of continuously gratitude, thanking Ribbono Shel Olam, recognizing all that He does for me, and living that life of consciousness, of mindfulness, of raising up the physical to the level of the spiritual. Because all of these things impact Kivyachol the way, the Kedusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and ultimately the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to respond to us. And that has a secular effect, a spiral effect, that the more Kedusha above invests more holiness in this world, which enables us to become more holy, which enables more Shefa to be brought down to this world. And with that, it's a continuous cycle of relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam.